Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Very quickly, one of the things I'm going to try to do right now, because we all know things are getting crazy out there. So I'm thinking about a lot of you guys that are kind of stuck in the house, and the whole, in my case, my whole family is stuck in the house today. So I was thinking what I'm going to do is I normally do the podcast once a week. I'm going to try to increase that one to two times, a week, maybe sometimes three times a week, but certainly you could expect more of these quick tips, because I can do them, guess what, quickly. I hope I can do them quickly. So the advice that I have for you right now, the one piece of advice that I think is incredibly timely, is that when you're calling into companies right now, and even when you're emailing, any messaging that you're doing, but I'm talking mostly when you're calling, one of the things I heard my son doing, and it's no rocket science here, and I bet many of you are doing it, is he's asking, like how when we ask, when we call up, how someone's doing. Well, when he's asking about it, he's asking specifically, how you doing with all this, this craziness that's going on right now, that kind of thing. And people are opening up. Now, the big thing, I bet, because I bet a lot of you guys are already doing this. So what is it that we're hearing right now? Well, yeah, we're hearing about the uncertainty and everything. But I think the number one thing we're hearing this week is, I'm just getting used to this whole work from home thing. Now, this could be a good opportunity for you if you want to add some value, because that is the big advice right now, adding value. But it's a soundbite piece of advice, because if you're like me, and maybe you're not as much of a smart ass from New York like I am, like, how the F do you do that? That sounds good. You're going to get an amen from the group, but how do you do that? What do you do to add value? So here are a few things. When you call up, and hopefully you're asking how somebody's doing, and if you hear anything around working from home, why don't you offer some of the things that you guys are doing when it comes to working from home? Are there some best practices that you've come across? See, you're in sales. You're probably coming across more thought leadership than these decision makers are. My guess is that you're really in tune to it. Maybe you're reading LinkedIn and you're coming across some good advice. You're listening to people like me on podcasts. So what are some things that you can share with them? What are some things that your team is doing to make it a little bit easier? Now, I want to be clear. When we ask how someone's doing and they talk about, well, I'm adapting to this whole work from home thing, that's not an invitation to give them a 30-minute lecture. But I'm saying, are there a few bulleted suggestions? And you could have it posted right by your phone, like you do maybe some little sound bites that you have for responding to objections. You could have some things right there by the phone, and this is going to change week to week. Right now it's working from home. Next week it could be different. The week after it could be different still. But for now, think about what you can do there. Now, if you can't come up with any ideas, if you're struggling with it yourself, I think you at least have an opportunity to empathize, right? I mean, either way you should. But you at least have an opportunity to kind of, I almost said commiserate with them, but that's really not the thing we want to do right now. But maybe in your own way you could say, I hear you. I'm struggling with it too. Maybe it's an opportunity to share a funny story that's going on with you adapting. The dog was barking, or I never realized how many people are knocking at the door, all day long or whatever. The dog's going berserk or whatever. Or, I was trying to have a call the other day and somebody flushed the toilet, man, and it was embarrassing. That kind of thing. So your quick tip for today is definitely, ask how people are doing right now. And that's usually something I don't do on a cold call. I'm not really big on it because I know that I have a limited amount of time. So I get right into a different call track. But right now, I think we have to give a shit at a much, much deeper level, number one. Number two, if you are in a position to offer a few things on how you guys are getting through the times, offer that. But if you can't, no worries. You have an opportunity to share that experience with them. People like people who are just like themselves. And when we have something common like this that we're all going through together, I think it brings us together. So this is an opportunity for you to be more human, It's an opportunity for you to be more valuable. But I want to leave you with a little challenge. And again, I'm going to be back again in a few days. Actually, it's Friday right now. I'll be back again on Sunday with the podcast anyway, and hopefully a few days after that. But here's the challenge that I have for you. I want you to think about ways that you can become more valuable during this time. Let's not just say that we're going to add value and that we're going to be kind and we're going to be more valuable. This is what you should be talking about in your team meetings. In what ways, specifically, can we be more valuable to our prospects and our clients? With that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. Be well, everyone.